You know, Paul Cook's teams are very difficult to play against, but if somebody's won six on the spin or lost six on the spin, no concern of mine. It's about what we do, not what the opposition are doing. We can't control what they're doing. All we can control is what we're doing.
It does suggest, though, every time you go out on the field in this division, it clarifies and highlights just how tough it is.
Yeah, no, it's a very, very tough league. And we are a big scalp for anybody in this league as well, and we're fully aware of that. And, you know, we won't hide away from that, and we'll meet it head on and look forward to the games that we play. And we certainly have the juices running whenever we go into a championship game, and we're certainly looking forward to this one now.
It's the players that will do it. Win, lose or draw, it's the players that do it. Mentally, are you confident that they're right for this?
Yeah, no, they're in a good place. You know, I was very disappointed they were and frustrated with the performance last week in the FA Cup, where they didn't do themselves justice. Yeah, I know I rested a few players. You know, some like Tammy had to be because hadn't got the permission. You know, and we get them back, you know, recovered after the busy period of the festive period. But we go into this game now knowing that it's 20 games left in this championship, and we're in a position where we've got an opportunity to go and claw some points back on the teams above us and hopefully start climbing that table to get into a position where we can challenge to get into the Premier League.
A lot of people talk about managers and motivating, but you know what you're looking for, it comes from within, doesn't it? Because you questioned some things after the defeat by Swansea. Have they got that desire back, do you think, for the important games ahead?
Yeah, I believe so. I mean, you know, Monday morning, I think the players expected to come in and see that old film that's been played a lot, Video Killed the Football Star. but they didn't. They came in and I showed them a lot of clips of the Manchester City-Liverpool game. And, you know, Raheem Sterling, he must have sprinted three or four times, 30 metres in each in 2 minutes, and he hadn't touched the ball. And that's what I mean about, you know, going and showing desire and a work ethic for your teammates and for the team. And, you know, that's so important. And I think the players really enjoyed that, and, you know, they got the message, but they also saw it for themselves, and, you know, they know what we mean by working hard for the team.
You've been in the game a long time. Does that disappoint you? That, because it's always been a part of the game, is the work you do off the ball is as important as you do on it. Is that the nature of the modern game that you have to remind them of this?
No, I don't think so. I mean, that's the first time, you know, since I've been here that, you know, I've been really disappointed with a performance. And as I said last week, you know, sometimes the perception is, you know, the captain's not in the squad, your top scorer's not in the squad, and the perception can be that, you know, you're not taking it as serious. But there were reasons for that, and there were reasons for the team that I picked, and it was a team I believed, you know, should have performed better and, you know, got a better performance.
I suppose, really, if the players are like you say, then Wigan could be in for a really tough afternoon if they're determined to put it right, because bouncing back's important.
Yeah, very important. And, you know, we didn't play particularly well against Preston. You know, we won the game quite comfortably at Swansea. You know, we've had a couple of chances in that game. You know, the keeper's made an unbelievable save from John McGinn. You know, and QPR, it was, time was killed in that game, and you know, we certainly won't get that game back, living in the memory bank. So it's important now that we see it as a running 20 games, go to Wigan in front of an army of supporters who will travel with us again, and hopefully get them off their seats and give them something to shout about.
Just finally, I suppose really you've got a wonderful reputation for building teams that play and play attractive football. How important is that now, or is it less important than just getting the wins?
No, it's very important still. You know, I believe that attractive style of play is what will get us the wins, because it's what creates chances. What we've got to make sure is that we become defensive minded as well. I think we've, you know, given too many big chances away over recent weeks. You know, and that's something that we have to stop. You know, if we go and keep clean sheets, we win games, because the amount of chances that we create, we'll score goals.
I did say finally, but this is finally. When you say defensive, you mean all over the park, not just the back four?
Yeah, no, that's never been just about the back four. You know, you should be still be have a defensive mindset when you're attacking and you're on the ball. And, you know, we call it rest defending here, and you know, making sure that they're fully concentrated. I think that's the biggest part of it. If we're fully concentrated, then we'll be okay.